This message comes from NPR sponsor, Noom. Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, helps you build new habits for a healthier lifestyle. Check out The Noom Kitchen for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. President Biden is denouncing what he describes as the ferocious surge of anti-Semitism in America and around the world, especially since the start of the war between Israel and Hamas in Gaza. At the U.S. Capitol today, Biden delivered remarks during a ceremony to remember victims of the Holocaust.
Never forgetting means we must keep telling the story, we must keep teaching the truth, we must keep teaching our children and our grandchildren. And the truth is, we're at risk of people not knowing the truth.
Meanwhile, urgent attempts at securing a ceasefire and the release of hostages held by Hamas are underway. NPR's Jackie Northam reports on the mixed messages over developments that change rapidly during the past day.
Given the sky-high stakes involved in the Gaza conflict, it's not unusual that Israel, Hamas, the U.S., and others are not showing their hands. That's created dueling narratives as developments unfold. For example, Hamas made a surprise announcement Monday that it would accept a ceasefire agreement. What prompted that depends on who you ask. Was it an impending Israeli military operation against Hamas in Rafah, or was the militant group simply throwing the negotiating ball back in Israel's court? Israel says it will continue negotiating, but at the same time launch airstrikes in eastern Rafah. Meanwhile, a White House official says those strikes aren't the major military operation it had warned Israel about. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Tel Aviv.
Ukraine's security service says it has foiled a plot to assassinate President Volodymyr Zelensky and other top officials. NPR's Joanna Kakissis reports the Ukrainian leader has been targeted several times since Russia invaded the country more than 2 years ago.
Ukraine's security service says it has exposed a network of Ukrainian agents working for Russia. Security service spokesman Artem Dekhtarenko said in a video statement that these agents were plotting with Russians to kill Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky.
До складу мережі, діяльність котрої ФСБ курувала з Москви.
Dekhtarenko says the network included two colonels in the state security service who leaked classified information to Russia's federal security service. Last month, Polish and Ukrainian prosecutors said that they had detained a man suspected of assisting in a Russian plot to kill Zelensky. And last summer, Ukraine's security services arrested a woman involved in another plot to kill the Ukrainian leader. Joanna Kakissis, NPR News, Kyiv.
During a ceremony in Russia today, Vladimir Putin was inaugurated to a new six-year term. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 57 points at last check at 38,909. This is NPR News. The Boy Scouts of America has announced it will change its name to Scouting America. The move comes as the 114-year-old organization works to emerge from a sex abuse scandal and resulting bankruptcy. In a legal petition, TikTok says that law recently passed by Congress and signed by President Biden was unconstitutional. It says Congress, quote, has taken the unprecedented step of expressly singling out and banning TikTok. The complaint also says that invoking national security does not grant the government a free pass to violate the First Amendment. Disney saw a quarterly loss due to restructuring charges, but is reporting revenues of $22.1 billion for its second quarter of 2024. That's up slightly from the same period a year earlier. NPR's Elizabeth Blair reports the company says the growth is largely due to its theme parks and cruise lines.
Disney says higher ticket prices at its domestic and international theme parks and its cruise line drove revenue. It's a mixed bag for the company's streaming services. ESPN Plus lost subscribers. Disney Plus added 6 million. At today's earnings call, CEO Bob Iger said they plan to crack down on password sharing in the coming months.
Obviously, we're heartened by the results that Netflix has delivered in their password sharing initiative.
Netflix added several million subscribers when it started cracking down on password sharing last year. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.
I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News in Washington.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Greenlight. Want to teach your kids financial literacy? With Greenlight, kids and teens use a debit card of their own, while parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and savings in the app. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/NPR.